You're not the boss of me. Have you ever said that? Maybe in jest to a friend. Would you say it to your employer? Your parents? Would you say it to Jesus? You're not the boss of me. Would you say that if He appeared to you and gave you a command? How about something bigger? Lifelong responsibilities to carry out in His name. We turn to Romans 14, where we hear once again that Jesus is the boss of you and me, and rightly so, based on His resurrection victory. Verses 7 through 9. None of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, so that He might be Lord of both the dead and the living. So how does this work? Having Jesus as Lord in charge of you. How does that play out in everyday practical terms? Well, you know how bosses work. They say things that they expect people to do. The Lord is really no different. He communicates, sometimes making a statement. When Jesus makes a statement, it is guaranteed to be right 100% every time. Only the truth comes from Him. No mistakes, no lies. And when He makes a promise, that will come true. He won't let you down. And when He issues a command, He knows what He is doing with a perfect vision that lays out just the right course. He won't lead you astray, especially when He tells you what to believe. Trust Him then when He says, "Your sins are forgiven." He ought to know. He paid the price to make it happen. Trust Him when He says that if you are dead one day, you will rise restored and live forever with Him. The fact that He made that happen for Himself is the sign that He will make it happen for you, me, and all of our departed Christian loved ones. The Lord Jesus is not just talk. He backs up His words with actions. And with that supreme authority He has as Lord God. The fact that your Savior lives puts Him in charge. Not only of doctrines that we believe, but also the way of life we are to live. You'll agree, won't you, that He's fully qualified to do that. To be in charge of every aspect of our existence. Such as what happens in a Christian home. The way husbands and wives treat each other under Christ. Or the way parents and children treat each other in the Lord. Let Jesus determine how you treat each other as fellow Christians. And how you reach out to other people with His gospel. Let the Lord Jesus shape and rework your attitude toward money and material things so that more and more you see these only as instruments to be used, tools to be employed for His glory, His cause, His service. Now that all sounds fine and good, but we know from experience that this will be very much a work in progress. We have to constantly fight the urge to rebel, that instinct of the flesh. And let's recognize that every disobedience of Christ is not only rebellion against Him, but sin of which we need to repent daily. And every time we do that, repent of that sin, things are put to rights. And we go back under Him in that rightful place, under the One who is not some cruel dictator that you have to overthrow. Quite the contrary. And unlike so many human leaders, you have Jesus getting out in front and leading by example. He leads you by grace and by gift. He motivates us to follow Him because He loved us first. And He loved us so much in sacrificing Himself. How can we say no to a king like that? When he functions as the leader of who you are, what you face, and what you do, you will be on the right path and blessed in many, many ways. Now, that blessing from him largely comes to us through his word. What we hear from Jesus in the Bible constitutes the real answers, the only answers, to the big issues of life. Because he is showing you this path you follow from a starting point to an ending point. He answers questions like, where do I truly come from? As his creation. Why am I here in this world right now? As his people. And where is he working to bring us one day? As the heirs of God. You know these things. Meanwhile, along the way, there are bumps, aren't there? Like dealing with guilt. A reoccurring problem for anyone with a sinful nature. Jesus gives you a place to drop off that burden, be renewed, and keep walking with a clear conscience. What about the strains and the stress and the struggles of life? Jesus is not silent about that. He gives you His word that provides strength, mercy, deliverance. And then for all of us, there could be that one last trial, our own death, which Jesus answers with assurance of a resurrection recovery and eternal life granted in the glory of heaven. We depend on all His words as the extension of His Lordship, governing your heart, controlling our lives. Now think about that. Would we give this high level of devotion, such a high level of honor, allegiance, worship no less, prayer, to a dead person? Someone in the grave right now? No. We worship Jesus and we hang on His every word because He lives in glory. We accept His authority over us because He lives in victory. Jesus gets to be the Lord of you, the boss of me, and that's a very, very good thing. Let's embrace it. Love it. Live it every day under His loving care, His wise counsel, His perfect control. Amen. We sing of the Lord's Lordship through His Word, using hymn 292. We'll sing stanza 1, stanza 9, first and last of hymn 292.